Welcome to America Tonight, folks. My name's Kate Delaney. Whatever nook and cranny you are from, we are rolling into the dog days of summer, although we probably are kind of there anyway. August tends to drag depending on whether or not you have kids and they go back to school after Labor Day, or you're in the South or part of the West where a lot of times kids are going back to school in August. In fact, I say that, but more and more kids are going back before Labor Day. It used to be, I remember when I was a kid, there's no way. You were out in June, boom, beginning of June. You didn't see the school until the day after Labor Day. So what's your summer been like? It's been a very strange summer here in the U.S. when it comes to our political landscape getting more and more polarized without a doubt. People pitting each other over, you know, back and forth over the same issues, round and round, again and again and again and again. And ultimately, at least the legislative branch and the executive branch will be decided coming up in November. So these are not dog days for any political candidates. These are important moments to try to grasp the imagination of the voters. And are they doing that? Do you feel like anyone just jumps out at you? Is Mitt Romney doing that for you? Is the current president the guy who should get the repeat performance? And I'll tell you what, more and more of the Democrats that I have spoken to that are pretty up there in the party say they feel it's going to be a close election, which is a much different sentiment than initially they had about a year ago. There was much more arrogance about Obama being reelected. So is this part of the scheme, or do they really feel like he could be on some shaky ground? And on the world stage, Mitt Romney takes a few fake bullets, if you will, for some of the things that he had to say about Israel and talking about the Palestinians. And the bottom line is he upset Palestinians with digs at the culture and the economy without a doubt. That's why I say they're kind of rubber bullets that were flying at him, if you will. But the Palestinians accused Romney of racism, just flat-out racism, by suggesting that there were disparities between Israeli and Palestinian economies and that it had cultural roots. That's why. In a speech to a bunch of fundraisers in Jerusalem, Romney visited Israel to hopefully, as he was thinking, boost his electoral credentials ahead of November 6th in his bid to knock off President Obama. And he said Israel's gross domestic product was about twice that of the Palestinians. And then he was really specific about it, too. He said Israel's GDP per capita is 21,000, while for Palestinians it was 10,000, and called it a dramatic, stark difference in economic vitality. So the chief Palestinian negotiator was really upset and told Reuters that his comments were racist and that he has a lack of knowledge. But the question is, when it comes to voting on November 6th here in the U.S., how many people, raise your hand, care about what's happening with Romney in Israel or what he says about the Palestinians? And I'm going to say it's a teensy-weensy amount of folks who would actually play any kind of part in our election. At the event where he spoke, he raised more than $1 million for the campaign in a very short amount of time. So the whether he made mistakes and what the economic, the GDP gap is or not, I don't think we give a hoot about that. I don't think Americans care about that, although it makes for interesting reporting, I guess. But the funny thing is once he said that the gap was wider, one of the things that somebody dug up is that Israel's really their GDP is more like 31,000 in 2011 is what it was, and the Palestinians is 2,900 for 2008. So he actually gave them credit for being a little bit closer. And while he was doing that, Obama was pushing the fact that he signed legislation proclaiming that Israel is still our closest, one of our closest allies, and we want to do everything we can to help Israel. And we're going to, in fact, give them $70 million to develop this shield, to have this shield, so they could defend themselves against what could be any kind of incoming missile, for example, from Iran. Because really the play is about Iran. Really what we care about is Iran. Do you want to, as Americans, do you want to spend money bombing Iran, going after Ahmadinejad, and pushing whatever it is that has to happen to keep that madman from having nuclear weapons? Or do you say, hey, let them at least do whatever it wants. I don't care. Are you more about, let's forget about it? Remember, Ron Paul was the guy who said, first of all, can't we just negotiate? Let's negotiate. And no, why do we have to go over there and bomb? And that's where I disagree with Paul. There's a lot of things that he says that I completely agree with. But there's one element that I cannot agree with. All right, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, I don't want to go off into a diatribe in a different direction. But some of what we'll be talking about includes the nanny state that New York is becoming. Now you have Mayor Bloomberg weighing in on breast milk versus a bottle, and there's a reason for that, and it has many in the medical community up in arms over what's now happening in New York. I mean, didn't we already go with this with sugar and other things, salt, all these things he's trying to regulate? Now he's targeting babies' bottles, and after the soda ban, I'll tell you, eventually he's not going to be too popular. But here's the thing, who cares? Because he can't run for re-election. He got three terms as the mayor of New York, unless he has voters vote to see that he get an unprecedented fourth term. So starting September 3rd, the city's going to keep tabs on the number of bottles that participating hospitals stock and use. The most restrictive pro-breast milk program in the nation, by the way. He's pushing hospitals to hide baby formula behind locked doors so new mothers will breastfeed under the city health department's voluntary Latch on New York City initiative. That's what they're calling it. 27 of the city's 40 hospitals have agreed to give up swag bags sporting formula company logos and toss out formula-branded tchotchkes like lanyards and mugs and all this kind of stuff, and not even go there and push the whole idea of no, just breast milk. I mean, are you kidding? There's nothing else that the mayor could be worried about other than this. We're going to talk to a doctor who has a hardcore opinion about what's going on with Bloomberg and breastfeeding versus the bottle next.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. Coming up, the Daily Salute, plus all the odds and ends on the day. And we're going to run to the mailbag at the tail end of the show. But before we go there, we're talking about Mayor Bloomberg and pushing the breastfeeding agenda, telling hospitals to hide the baby formula. I just had a friend who had a baby, and she did a little of both. She had formula and had access to formula, and I can only imagine how enraged she would be if she were in New York and that weren't the case. This will kick in September. Dr. Elena George, who's a member of the National Advisory Council of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, is a board-certified doc, and she's someone who has an interesting career. She went to Princeton, got a degree in biology, went on to work at some of our bigger hospitals like Presby in New York City, and also she was part of, I want to say, Lenox Hill. She did general surgery at Lenox Hill. But the point is, she doesn't like what's happening with the Affordable Health Care Act at all, and she definitely has plenty to say about what this means, the fact that Bloomberg is sticking his nose into the hospitals and the feeding issue with mothers. I had a chance to ask her about that a little bit earlier. Here's what she said.
Well, it actually makes more sense to me when you look at it at, like, a big picture. There's been a concerted effort for government to insert itself between the doctor and the patient. And the doctor and patient relationship has been devastated. And the Affordable Care Act is the most recent iteration of it. So it does, if you look at it in the bigger, broader terms, it makes sense that this is just another nanny state rule that takes away the rights of the individual, takes the doctor and patient out of it, and inserts Mayor Bloomberg into the equation of how you feed your child. It's totally inappropriate. They've gotten rid of salt, smoking, the big gulp, popcorn. I mean, this is just another in a series of moves by Mayor Bloomberg to control people and to control the individual rights of people. It's like a collectivist view where the state or the good of the many outweigh the rights of the individual. And it's really gotten out of control, but it's a bigger picture here because this whole thing is really coming from the World Health Organization. They're the ones who have decided that bottle-fed formula is a no-no.
Yeah, so it's pushing an agenda without a doubt, as Dr. George refers to there. It's the World Health Organization that it trickles down from there. Okay, well, we're going to jump on this agenda because we're all friends here. And this is what the play is for Bloomy in New York. You wonder, what's next? What is he going to target next? How about worrying about the crime in New York City? How about worrying about how safe New York City is when it comes to terror threats? He's got some good people in line, and they have some great cooperation between the departments, but I could probably name 15 different things that the mayor of New York could worry about or work on versus going after the formula, frankly. It's craziness. That whole thing, I used to laugh when they'd call New York the nanny state, and I'd think, oh, that's just exaggerated. Now I'm thinking, yeah, the nanny plus state. And it is turning into that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Since she was talking about healthcare and I set her up that way as somebody who doesn't agree with it because she's got her own practice and she sees the problems of healthcare delivery and what the true costs are and what are some of the viable solutions, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, in a written statement, urged the Senate to take up a bill as soon as possible to consider repealing the tax. Now, this has to do with the individual health mandate. This was the Supreme Court ruling, remember, in June. And an Indiana company decided to scrap expansion plans, they say, due to that tax on medical devices. And so it's renewed that pressure. The company that I'm talking about is Cook Medical. It's an Indiana-based company. And they're saying the idea was that they were planning on opening 5 plants in the next 5 years, but they say the tax is going to cost them between $15 million and $30 million a year, and it would cut into money that would go toward expanding these new plants. And so they're not going to have the money. So what Allison Giles said, the VP for Federal Affairs with that company, said, we have to shelve the expansion plans and look overseas. It's a huge amount for us. So even she's urging the Senate to take up the repeal bill, even if it has to wait for the post-election, that it was worth it to just get it out there. So how many other companies are going through the same thing in figuring out how they're going to, you know, what they're going to do? For example, Cook Medical, because we've talked about the real-life examples, Cook Medical says the impact is greater than just a 2.3% uptick in taxes, that the impact on the actual earnings is closer to 15%. 15%, so of course they're not going to go for that, and of course they're not going to expand. So if anybody was hoping to get a job with them, yeah, then that's not going to happen now. I want to get you up to date on the medal count. China and the U.S. each have 17 medals. China in the overall for the men's gymnastics won gold. The USA in that event ended up being 5th. They had so many problems falling all over the place that they weren't even in it, but did win gold in the pool and in some other events, so 5 gold for the USA, but 17 tied with China for overall medal count at this point. Overall medal count. How about this NBC News Wall Street Journal poll? I could have squished this into Week in Count, but I think this is a separate thing to throw out. They say the president is, President Obama is ahead of Mitt Romney by 6 points, 49 to 43. But the poll might not, is the poll really as accurate as some of the others that we've seen? In Rasmussen, for example, Mitt Romney leads 47 to 44, and that's a pretty big difference, and different from the Wall Street Journal. Then there's an NBC Journal poll, because you know I'm the poll princess, that shows there's an 11-point difference between the Democrats over Republicans, and in voting and who's voting for Romney and who's voting for Obama. So maybe, and this was something that Bill O'Reilly brought up on his show, and there is a little bit of truth to this. I think that there's polls are valuable for some reason because a lot of times the polls are accurate. So they, if you're running, you gauge some of the stuff you're doing based on the polls. But the at this point, and what's happening with social media and where we are in this country getting closer and closer to this election, these polls to me, I don't know that they're, I think O'Reilly's right. I don't know that these polls are correct. I mean, who's ahead? Because one show poll shows one thing, another poll shows another thing, and so on and so forth. And if you were to crunch all the numbers, they pretty much come out equal, which is, I think, why the Democrats are saying that they're worried that usually there was a pull ahead by some of the Democrats, and this time that has not happened in this race. So he's the incumbent, Obama's the incumbent, and the worry is how do you get over that number of unemployment? If it's at 8 or over, how do you erase that number so when the nasty campaign ads come on, people believe what you're selling? I think more people are going to get that the Romney message, frankly, than the Obama message right now. You might disagree. If you do, please, please, please call the show. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. This is an open question. What should be the fate of James Holmes, the Red Devil, the Joker, whatever you want to call him, for what he did to so many people in taking their lives? 12 people. There's been nothing but funerals for the people in Aurora. Finally, charges leveled at this crackpot, and it's well into the 140s with the amount that he's going to have to face Holmes, James Holmes, for what he did. But what is the correct justice? One of the aunts of the youngest victim who died, and her mother, who's in the hospital and miscarried and is going through a terrible, terrible time, said that she didn't feel like the death penalty was right because she was a Christian. What do you think happens with this guy, and what's the fair deal?
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GCN.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, let's
all right, remember, you can always weigh in here in America Tonight. I knew you have a couple eyes open out there. A lot of you third shifters, not everybody is sleeping. How about you insomniacs? How about you mothers out there who might be bottle feeding your baby or breastfeeding? Who cares? I think it's your choice. That's the problem for me, having Mayor Bloomberg tell you what you can do. I don't think so. I don't know that I would want to have a baby in one of his hospitals if that were the case. And that's what's going to happen starting in September. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. The buzz around the country still continues to be over the tragedy in Colorado and James Holmes, the 24-year-old, who now faces 24 murder counts for opening fire in the midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises again in Aurora, Colorado. I think everybody understands those facts, and the evidence certainly is there. So many witnesses and red-handed they have him without a doubt, but you have to go through our jurisprudence system. The question is, what is the right justice when you have an aunt in a tragic situation where her niece's daughter is the youngest victim, is 6-year-old who was murdered, Veronica Mosier Sullivan, just awful that she was gunned down in this and killed. And her mother in the hospital just miscarrying. So she loses her daughter, miscarries the current baby that she's carrying. But the aunt says, hey, we're Christians, or I'm a Christian, and I think he should be locked away forever and think about what he did every single day of his life. But I don't believe in capital punishment. There is a chance that this could flip, even though in the court of public opinion there are lots of folks who think he should get the death penalty. There is a chance that he will not. You know, what is the right kind of justice here? I'm a proponent of the death penalty. I think he should get the death penalty, and I know there are lots of arguments about why he shouldn't, and I always get an avalanche of emails telling me I'm completely wrong when it comes to that, but this is a heinous act. These are lives that are ripped up and turned upside down that didn't need to be, and life is too precious, and I think this is one of those cases where absolutely this guy should get the death penalty. But if more people have the sentiment of the aunt, I think, of the victim's families, that might not even be an issue anyway. And I bring this up because I was talking to my mother about the story, and that many of you called and said, oh, the media stirs it up and keeps it out there, and then that could create other people who could be copycatters and think to do the same thing. And I told her, well, you know, you have to report on it. I mean, talk shows are different. That's about opinion. That's about a lot of different things. But let's just say news. And she said she agrees with many of you who called in and said that. And it did make me think about the fact that, and I've said this on America Tonight so many times, it's never about the victims, is it? It's always about the nuts. It's never about the victims. That's why we remember the mass shooters' names, like Jared Lee Loughner, who gunned down another innocent girl who was going to hear Gabby Gifford speak down the street at a public event, and her family still getting over the loss of a daughter who wanted to know more about politics, and then some other innocent victims who were there, and Gabby Giffords herself, the congresswoman. We always remember their names, but what about the people who were killed? So I'm going to run down what I would call, this is my salute to these people in learning more about them, and many of you have learned more about them, like Rebecca Wingo, 32 years old, a daughter and a mother. She was a single mother of two. She was an Air Force veteran. She was very persistent, had gotten a new job, was looking forward to it, loved her kids, and then her life was ended when she was hit in the chest and the head by bullets, and her father is still trying to grapple with the loss. Then you have A.J. Boyk, 18 years old, looked older than 18. He was the class crack-up, apparently. He was a catcher on the baseball team, on his baseball team. Very, very well-liked, talented, had nothing but possibilities in front of him. And he was shot in that melee and killed, too. Alex Tevez, 24, there's been a lot of conversation about Alex because his girlfriend, he shielded his girlfriend, Amanda Lindgren, who was in the theater with him that night. So he took the fatal shot and saved her. He protected her. And, you know, she's in shock and trying to deal with it and says that she's going on because he saved me, so I feel like I owe it to him to do that. I mentioned Veronica Mosier Sullivan, 6 years old, the youngest of anybody that was shot and killed, happened to be at the movie with her pregnant mother, and it was a special outing, and she was excited, and unfortunately, the little girl was hit, and they couldn't do anything to revive her. She had a 13-year-old friend that was there that was trying to do that, but it was for naught. Unfortunately, she died. Gordon Cowden, we talked about him. He was the first one who had a funeral. 51 years old. He was there with his two daughters. He was there at the midnight screening with everybody else. He was a small business owner, and he was trying to do, they say, the best he could, and that's why he was with his daughters out there trying to bond with them, and unfortunately he was hit too. How about 27-year-old John Larimer? He was another guy who took a bullet for his sweetheart as well. He was there with his girlfriend, Julia Vocek, who's 20 years old, and he leaned over her, and like I said, there is your daily salute. He took a bullet, too. Then there's 27-year-old Alex Sullivan. A lot of people are familiar with Alex because his father was just hysterical when he found out that his son was one of the victims. He had married last July, and he was sort of a teddy bear kind of guy who loved the movies, used to work in a movie theater when he was a younger kid, and he got in the line of fire. There's Michaela Medic. She's 23 years old. She was taking classes at the Community College of Aurora, and she worked at a local sandwich shop. She was saving money for a trip to India with friends, and she happened to be at the theater. There's 27-year-old Matt McQuinn, and he was in the theater, too, as well, and he also was gunned down. He was hit in the knee, and, I mean, just terrible. He was trying to watch the movie, just like anybody else. 24-year-old Jessica Gawi is somebody that's been reported on a lot. She was an aspiring journalist, and she was in the line of fire, was excited to go see the movie. 26-year-old Jonathan Blunk also was somebody who was excited to see Batman and had two kids, was there with his girlfriend, took a bullet for her, shielding her. So yet another guy in the theater that did that. 29-year-old Jesse Childress was an Air Force sergeant and an athlete, and he was in the movie theater too. So sadly, those are the people who were victims of James Holmes. And there you go, remembering the victims instead of the madman. Let's go to Bill in South America. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you, Kate? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I've got you.
Great. Listen, I'm on Skype. I'm amazed. I'm an American. I live in Peru. And I have six kids. So, I mean, I don't personally have experience with breastfeeding. I'm talking about, I'm commenting about Mayor Bloomberg.
Yeah.
This whole thing restricting formula bottles to mothers or newborn babies. It's just absolutely, I don't know how to say it. I mean, I'm shocked. I mean, I've seen, you know, I've been, had many births, of course, and, it's hard for a woman, especially the first time around, to nurse. And sometimes
right.
Women, especially if they've had a C-section, they're exhausted. And they're trying to get the little babies to sleep. And what is this? This is atrocious. This is really, I mean, I'm almost tempted to say it's criminal. I mean, how the hell can you get involved in something like that? It's just simply totally, totally understandable and sensible. And you know, what's the deal? I mean, okay,
yeah, what the deal is that. He is taking control, too much control over trying to manage the people in New York City over their sugar intake, salt intake, and now this with the women in the hospitals. You make a great point, Bill, an excellent point, that it's about the women making the decisions for themselves. And as you said, a C-section where a woman's exhausted, and that's what she has to do, or sometimes the baby won't take the breast milk, so you got to do the formula thing. And what a crazy, stupid thing for Bloomberg to get in the middle of anyway. Ridiculous. Hang with us, everybody. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Gun control versus gun rights, the Olympics, and Mayor Bloomberg sticking his nose in the middle of the breastfeeding debate versus bottle. He's saying, go for the breastfeeding, leave the bottles out of the rooms of women who deliver babies. Don't even let them reach for it for various reasons. So, as you can imagine, this is where the avalanche of emails have come from. We're going to go there in a second. But first, let's go to Dave in the UK. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll try not to stray from the subject tonight. We're talking about, the situation, whether we should resort to capital punishment or not.
Yeah.
If this young man is first of all found guilty of premeditated murder.
Right.
And some clever lawyer doesn't figure out some extremely obscure way to wiggle out of it by using the law. Second. Third thing is, unlike some other famous cases that are actually still in the news right now, I don't think even I can figure out a way to say, I don't think he's not guilty. Even I'm convinced on this one.
Right.
So that's not going to be a really good way to wiggle out of this for me.
Yeah, I agree.
So now I'm trying to list the reasons why we shouldn't kill him, which is the point I'm trying to make here, Kate.
Yeah.
I know that you're in favor of killing him.
Right.
Correct?
Right, yes, yeah.
Okay, and I know that there's an awful lot of Americans who agree with you.
Right.
Okay, so what I'm saying is these are the reasons why I don't think we should.
Okay.
Even though if there was ever a slam dunk, as you called it the other night, this has got to be one.
Right.
He's in the right state. He's done the right crime. Let's just banish him. There's lots of problems with that. First of all, we don't actually really know what the victims or the relatives of the victims would actually like, except the one particular case that you quoted a few minutes ago.
Absolutely. I'm going to stop you for one second. I'm going to agree with you there, Dave. They have to really take the pulse of the people who are the victims' families, because that weighs into this. And if they say, no, I don't think this is the way to go, whatever, then I think it's done deal. It's not going to happen. But yes. Okay. Take the pulse of the people. Yeah.
Okay. But that's not the only things I have to say about it.
Okay. Sure.
If you don't mind. I try not to monopolize here, but I just wanted to set my ground rules for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I don't think this will do anything to forward rehabilitation for anybody, including that young man. Obviously, if we kill him, we're not going to rehabilitate him. So that's not probably going to work out very well. Second thing is, it doesn't set a very good example for anybody who might be thinking of doing the same thing themselves. You know, you get famous, get your face on TV, and we kill you conveniently after quite a lengthy and extremely expensive length of incarceration to make sure that we actually have really, really, really want to do it, and then we finally pull a switch. Or we put you in jail for almost forever, like Sirhan Sirhan, and just bury you, and you get to watch TV and play pool all day. Well, that doesn't seem like a very satisfactory result either to me.
Sure.
What I think is we need, and other people have said this is a really unseemly time to talk about this because people are still grieving from this, and I can't think of a better time to discuss it in an adult manner. But what I'm trying to say is, what if the judge had another option? Not life imprisonment just put your feet up, but maybe something a little more harsh than just life imprisonment with your feet up. Something that would really, really, help put forward the idea that maybe you really don't want to stop playing combat arms on your computer and try and emulate this man, because you're not going to get a quick death and have a nice life in prison. You're going to do a hard labor. We're going to give you the Sheriff Joe and chain your leg to a chain, put a cuff on your chain and chain you to a chain gang, and you're going to be breaking rocks or shoveling for an awful long time.
Sure.
So to set an example to somebody else who might be thinking of trying it, does it satisfy a sense of revenge to kill somebody? Of course. If it was my child and I was close to that guy, I probably would lose it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't set a good example. And it doesn't help society forward at all. It puts us back lots of steps to have state-sanctioned death. Not in the heat of the moment when you're trying to save a life or it's a war or something. Just we think it all through and we assume the right to kill you. Whether you're a Christian or not, it's got to stick a little bit in your craw, doesn't it? We should be able to find a better way. We should be better than that. Sorry, Louise. I'm sorry, Kate. I mean, I'm I'm running off at the mouth now.
No, you know what? I like that you call me Louise, too, by the way. Dave, you're a good caller. That, thanks for the call. The here's what I think. I think a lot of people agree with wholeheartedly with what you're saying, that there's got to be a better way. That it's not, is it really what we want to see, somebody shooting pool or having three squares and hanging out for life in prison? And how would you feel if you were the parent of one of those kids? Can you only imagine how incensed you would be? Of course, you'd be out of your mind with grief, and revenge would have to be somewhere in your brain. And I'm totally open to the discussion of that. The problem is what kind of hard labor, what kind of incentive are we talking about to, or I should say incentive, a desensitized way, I guess, to deal with it. And what is that? What is it that we can do that sets the example of, hey, you idiots, if you want to try something like this, this is what's going to happen to you? Because remember, we're not a torture society, so forget any of that. And what would it be that we could do that would equal, this is really crappy and there's no way I'm going down this path. There is no way that I am going to do what this fool did in Colorado, because I couldn't go through that. I couldn't do it. We're not putting people on racks anymore. We're not waterboarding them. We're not doing any kind of torturous activity that would lead someone to be afraid that that would happen to them. Remember, we used to put people in the stocks, and it used to be very harsh a long, long time ago. Think about Jamestown and when people came over, what happened, some of the Salem stuff, of course, the crazy witch hunt things, what happened to some of those women is, oh, awful. They definitely drowned, most of them. But in today's society, what could you possibly do? What could you possibly have people agree on that would be a deterrent to somebody who would like to do the same thing that happened in Colorado or some other heinous crime? It doesn't have to be that one, whatever it is. Because that was the idea of the death penalty. This is a deterrent. You'll see what happens if you decide that you have lost your mind and have amnesia. Because he's saying he had amnesia, which is a load of crap. I mean, give me a break. I think they'll go for the whole insanity plea. That's probably what the public defender is going to do at this point. But it tells the tale that so many of the victims were in the courthouse, the overflow, watching the video or sitting there somewhere in the seats watching James Holmes as he was charged with all of those counts. Time is a hard thing to deal with when you're trying to get everything. They say time heals all wounds. I think it's going to take a lot of time to heal the people in Aurora, Colorado, who were heavily affected by what he did. So many lives lost way too soon.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.